guys. This is the Angry Prepper. Thank you for listening to the Angry Truth Channel. So today's episode, episode 13, we're going to talk about the cashless system and the CBDC in Nigeria. So Nigeria became a cashless society that also adopted the CBDC live retail. This went into effect earlier this year, if I'm not mistaken, January 9th of 2023. When the policy took effect on January 9th, ATMs were no longer dispensed or had no longer dispensed Nigerian high denomination of 1,000 Naira's, which is about $2.25 here, and the 500 Naira, which is about $1.10 here. While withdrawals from ATM and point-to-point sale terminals also will be limited to 20,000 Naira's daily. That's $45 a day. Now, they since then upped the daily cash withdrawals, because I'll tell you why. So Nigerian citizens live off of $40 a day. They had at that time limited them to $45 a day, giving them $5 wiggle room. This was forcing a lot of citizens into a cashless system. Now, they started this policy, if you will, started to cause starvation, as many of the marketplaces were not taking cash, mixed with the lack of money that they were allowed to withdraw, which also had a mixture of their notes, the Nigerian notes, not being printed or not enough being printed so that they can actually dole it out or hand it out. So that was another problem as well. A lot of places did fight not taking to the cashless society. A lot of the little smaller stores that were there. So the CBDC usage went up 60% after this went down. Keep in mind, only 45% of adults in Nigeria have accounts that are regulated with financial institutions, right? So a lot of their financial institutions, which I didn't notice, are not regulated by the government. Many are. So with that, man, with the starvation thing around the corner, with less notes being printed, with more people lining up at the ATMs and banks trying to get their money or cash so that they can live, riots erupt through Nigerian cities as the bank policy led to the scarcity of cash. Coincidentally, at the same time, they had a gas shortage as well. Now, the gas shortage started mid last year, probably around like August, September sometime. Then they ran into this situation. Now, as a president of Nigeria, I would have been a little more, first of all, I wouldn't have adopted this program. That's number one. But had I adopted the program, with the gasoline shortage that was going on, I wouldn't have added another problem to the mix. It's incredible that these presidents of these countries are constantly adding problems to the mix. They're like, you know what? Let's see how we can fuck these people over some more, right? And they do so. And they come out with these stupid policies. They come out with these dumb rules. And then they go, whoa, well, maybe we shouldn't have went that way. Maybe we shouldn't approach it as such. We should have taken our time with it. So, of course, guys, roadblocks, angry protesters, frustrated at the lack of banknotes, just days before the election. That was the other thing. And they had an election going on. Nigeria has been struggling with a shortage of physical cash since the central bank began to swap out old bills of the local Naira currency for new ones, leading to a shortfall of banknotes. Of course they did, because they didn't calculate this right. It's fucking Nigeria. Nigeria changed their banknotes to a new one, but ran out, causing people to riot over the lack of cash. Now, again, guys, this CBDC and the way Nigeria went about it was wrong. India did it in a savage way, actually. India turned around overnight, got rid of their notes, right? I think it's the rupee, something like that. And they got rid of their 500 rupee and their 1,000 rupee overnight. So the president or prime minister of India gets on the news and states by 9 o'clock tonight, I don't know what time it was there when he announced this, but 9 o'clock tonight, the 500 rupee and the 1,000 rupee will be illegal tender, will not be able to use. So what do people do, or what would people do if they had the 500 or 1,000 rupee in their pockets at the moment he announced that, right? They go to the bank and exchange them, or is it just null and void? And now they're out fucking 1,000 rupees or 500 rupees, right? But India did that back in 2016 or 17. And again, that was still savage because they gave people just a limited amount of time to respond to it. Nigeria gave people about 2-3 weeks to respond to it as they announced this new policy, Nigerian bank policy, back in December 22nd. So it was about 3 weeks. Here in the United States, it's going to be a couple of years. The UK is going to do a couple of years as well. I don't see them rolling over this policy in the United States. They're telling American citizens that they are going to have to give up their banknotes in a couple weeks or so. That shit just isn't going to happen here. People will fucking destroy whatever capital is in their city and or visit the White House. You choose, but that's where people are going to lose their shit. So here in the United States, they got to be more delicate with the situation than they were in Nigeria and India. And I think India, Nigeria, and even China, they're lesson learners, right? People are looking at them and going, this is how we're going to roll it out. China took over a few years to do this. They didn't rush it out. They just gradually started implementing more rules. Gradually, more businesses started switching over to cashless businesses like they're doing here in New York. A lot of these stupid hipster coffee joints that think they're all cool and shit, they're all switching over to a cashless society. They're all sitting there talking about, we don't accept cash anymore. Then we lost our business. Simple. Guys, if you're about to go into a business that you love dearly, but they switched over to a cashless society, walk out the other way. Fuck them. Let them feel it that way. In the cities, the cashless thing is going to work. But out in the country, out in the rest of the United States, it's not going to work the way these people think it is. For some reason, they're under this misconception that we're all going to take kindly to it. Today, 90% of central banks are developing a CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency System. 62% are experimenting at the proof of concept stage. United States right now, it's still in the baby stage. We're not at the proof of concept yet. A lot of West Indian countries are at the proof of concept stage. So they're actually running programs and things of that nature in those countries. Now, the share of countries developing the CBDC or running a pilot doubled from 14% to 26% between 2020 and 2021. The countries that are going cashless very soon are Sweden, Brazil, China, Nigeria, Finland, South Korea, Australia, the UK, Canada, Netherlands, Cambodia, surprisingly, and some West Indian islands like Jamaica, Bahamas, and some Eastern Caribbean islands. Many companies here in the United States are doing it, as I said before. Companies are trying to go cashless. They're trying to do cashless McDonald's. A movie theater I went into a couple weeks ago was cashless. It's a cashless movie theater. You bought your ticket online. You bought your concession food, popcorn and soda and stuff like that. You bought that at a kiosk. Not to use cash, but to use your ATM. They're testing these out, guys. And I wish I would have fucking turned around and walked out after thinking about it. It didn't dawn on me because I was like, oh, I'm going to go see, forgot what fucking movie I saw last week. But I was all about it, man. I was like, oh, Guardian of the Galaxy. I was excited to see that. Had I fucking used my brain, I should have walked out, got my refund and bounced. I will never go there again. I will never use a concession stand kiosk. Either have a fucking person there, fucko, or don't. And now I'm carrying more cash. That's the other thing, guys. You got to carry more cash. To combat this problem, carry more cash and boycott places that are now cashless. Simple. Here in New York City, it's going to be hard to do because these drones will do anything they're told. But if you live out in the Midwest somewhere and that little hipster shop that you fucking hate opened up on Main Street and you go in there because you're curious and you're like, all right, I'll have a coffee and a cronut. And they're like, oh, we don't deal in cash. Walk the fuck out. And then have a bunch of you and your friends stand out there and boycott and picket the place. Shut them the fuck down. These cashless businesses are like cancer. They're going to grow. And if we don't do anything about it, they're going to continue to grow. A cashless society, guys, is a bad society. Bad. Because all cashless society is, or CBDC is tracking your every whereabouts, every single penny you spend. CBDC is about control. That's all it is. It's not about making life easier. It's not about lowering illicit activity from criminals or lack of or decrease the spread of germs because now you're not passing over dollars. It's not about that. It's about control. As soon as they think you said something that was bad, they can control you. They can lock your account down. They could do all kinds of shit. Matter of fact, if you bought something or you bought too many of something and they don't like it, and the AI red flag goes up, oh, he bought 16 guns in the last year. Let's knock this last purchase down and reset it for next year, right? So now you try to buy gun 17, you got to wait till fucking all of 2023 into 2024 to buy another gun or to buy another 16 guns. But then they're going to look at it, send you an email, go, well, you're not allowed to buy 16 more guns this year. You're going to buy 8, and then so on and so forth. The cashless society is a bad society. I don't care what anybody tells me. People are like, oh, the payments are faster. Fuck faster payments. I don't need it that fast. I'm going to get it. I don't have to be lightning fast, but that's what they want. And they want to tell you that, but they really want your control. They want to control you and everything you do. Oh, you can't go to the Bahamas this year. You travel too many times. Your carbon footprint is quite big this year versus the previous years has been small. So if you could tone down your traveling, we greatly appreciate it. This is what they're going to tell you. So yeah, guys, cashless society, CBDC, bad. Anyway, guys, this is The Angry Prepper. Thank you for watching, or thank you for listening to the Angry Truth channel.